Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Health Services Director Jodeen DeVault about COVID-19 vaccinations coming to Warren County. All right. Well, there's been news coming out about a vaccine potentially going to be available over the next several months. I believe first it will go towards, those people who are high risk and those people on the front lines. So what have you heard as far as the vaccine for Warren County?
Well, I will tell you, there is vaccine in Iowa, and healthcare providers were given vaccinations yesterday here in Iowa. That was the Pfizer vaccine that was approved by the FDA last Friday, I believe it was, Thursday, on the 10th. And so it rolled out in several of the large hospitals that have the storage capacity for the ultra-cold vaccine. They did receive it yesterday, and some of them, and they did start inoculating the high-risk healthcare providers. So that is a good thing. The FDA meets with the Moderna manufacturer to discuss and potentially approve their emergency use authorization for their COVID-19 vaccine. We anticipate that will be approved as well, and it will be shipped out as soon as that meeting is over, more than likely, if it's so approved. We will receive about 700 doses in Warren County the week of the 21st. We don't know what day that week, but we anticipate having it. We have some partners in Warren County that it will also ship to, as we worked with them. The week of the 21st, we'll receive it. We believe we will start vaccinating the high-risk healthcare providers, and then the long-term care will also start receiving vaccinations, staff and residents. I think the week of the 28th is the plan. We will continue to receive doses the week of 12/27 and going into January. I'm not sure of numbers. I anticipate we will, in Warren County, just receive the Moderna vaccine because we don't have the capacity to store the ultra cold.
We'll talk a little bit about the rollout of that. I know, is there a plan in place either from the state or federal level, or is it going to be down to Warren County Public Health, going to be distributing this?
It is all of the above. The CDC, the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, they have recommendations. They roll that down to the state level, who then rolls it down to the local level. So, for instance, one of those things is high-risk healthcare providers who see patients. I see some patients sometime, but I don't feel like I'm high-risk, so I'm not going to say that I should get a shot yet. I will, but not yet. But those people working in clinics, hospitals, EMS, they are seeing people who are ill all the time. So they would be on our priority list. And, since you have a limited number of vaccinations available right now, that's the way we hope to do it. But we think that's consistent with what the CDC had in mind and what the state of Iowa has in mind is to vaccinate your highest risk healthcare providers first, as well as long-term care.
Well, and I think this is a very rough question, so if you don't have an answer to this, I apologize, but is there a timeline at least that is maybe thought of right now is when this will be available to the general public and sometime in the new year?
Yeah, it will be sometime in the new year. I only have a guess. I have read summer of next year. I personally think it may be a little bit before then, maybe late spring, but it's kind of like anybody's guess. How will people respond to the vaccine? What will be the side effects? How will they collect that data? There's just some things that we don't know. It's been a learning process the whole way, and it will continue to be through the vaccination period.
All right, and then just to wrap things up just very quickly, what vaccine are we getting, when, and who's going to get it first?
We will get the Moderna vaccine the week of December 21st. We will partner with Mercy One, Unity Point, and all Medicap pharmacies here in Warren County to help with the access for healthcare providers to go receive the vaccine at a variety of different places, choosing the most convenient. We anticipate getting weekly shipments. So we, as the 1A phase, that's what we're in now, and then we'll go to 1B sometime probably late in January, early February, which will open it up to some essential service workers. And then from there, as long as it's, you know, moving forward and everything goes well, we're hoping to get a lot of people vaccinated.
Thanks to Jodine DeVault for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily on KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.